Police. In November 1974, Richard John Bingham disappeared without trace. Why would anybody care? Well, Richard John Bingham is better known to most of us as Lord Lucan. He vanished on the same night that his family's nanny was murdered in London. 40 years on, his fate is still an enduring mystery. In County Mayo, where Lucan had a substantial estate, the name Lucan has been a source of deep resentment. Lorcan Clancy found out more about the Lucan case and the Earl's connection to County Mayo.
On a Thursday night in November 1974, Lady Veronica Bingham ran into a pub in the upscale Belgravia district of central London. Panic-stricken and covered in bloodstains, she said that her husband had killed the family nanny and violently attacked her. The next day, the story dominated the headlines. The missing Earl, suspected of murder, pushed the union strikes and the latest IRA bombing off the front pages. Before long, the whole of London was looking for Lucan. Richard John Bingham, known as Lord Lucan, was born in 1934, the eldest son of a prominent Anglo-Irish peer. In 1939, as war clouds gathered over Europe, he and his siblings were evacuated, spending 5 years on the sumptuous New York estate of a multimillionaire. Returning to wartime Britain in early 1945 must have been quite a shock for the young heir apparent. Despite their considerable wealth, his parents preferred a simple and austere lifestyle, a stark contrast to the material privilege he'd grown used to in America. During his school days at Eton, he first developed a taste for gambling. After 2 years of National Army service, followed by a spell at a merchant bank in London, he became a full-time professional gambler. His friends called him Lucky Lucan, even though his losses easily outweighed his winnings. Although Lucan wasn't an actor, it's said that film producer Albert Broccoli once considered him for the role of James Bond. The handsome and charismatic playboy had expensive tastes. He drove an Aston Martin, just like the fictional spy, and his exploits at the gambling table drew comparisons to Ian Fleming's novel Casino Royale. In the early 1970s, Lucan's marriage to Lady Veronica collapsed, and a bitter dispute over the custody of their three children ensued. As he battled with his estranged wife in court, legal costs and gambling debts piled up. When the police arrived at the Lucan household on that Thursday night in 1974, it seemed like an open and shut case. A man planned to murder his wife, but accidentally killed his children's nanny. As he was a peer of the realm, everyone expected that Lucan would soon turn up with his solicitor and present himself to the police. It would be a long wait, and he quickly became the world's most notorious missing person. Lucan supported his gambling habit with income from an estate in County Mayo. For years after his disappearance, attempts to have the Earl declared dead were followed closely by the people of Castlebar, where householders were long obliged to pay ground rents to the Lucan family.
The wife of the missing British peer, Lord Lucan, is hoping to do a deal with the British Revenue Commissioners by having her husband declared dead and thereby enabling her son to take his seat in the House of Lords. The move has been watched with considerable interest in Castlebar, County Mayo, where householders have to pay ground rents to the Lucan family. It's understood that about £500,000 is outstanding.
Lord Lucan comes from a long line of landed gentry. During the famine, the third Earl of Lucan, George Bingham, ruthlessly evicted thousands of tenants from his lands. Because of this, hatred for the Lucan name has always run deep in County Mayo.
Householders in the Castlebar area of County Mayo are refusing to pay ground rent to the absentee landlord, who's been absent in a very real manner since 1974, following the killing of the family's nanny. The Lucan family owns a substantial part of the Castlebar area, and the potential ground rent income is estimated at £30,000 a year.
On an episode of Morning Ireland in May 1991, local county councillor Dick Moran argued against the ground rents.
Nobody wants to pay ground rent, and I don't think that they feel that they're obliged to pay ground rent to somebody who's... How can you collect ground rent in the name of a person who himself is absent? How can you pay somebody that nobody knows where the actual individual is?
On the 20th anniversary of the disappearance in 1994, Enda Kenny addressed the issue.
It's the principle of paying ground rent to absentee landlords that upsets those people who are still liable for ground rent. And I would like to see that sorted out, either by the British government having Lord Lucan declared officially dead, which would allow for his son to take over the hereditary seat in the House of Lords and then deal with the assets of the Lucan Trust, or by some other method.
In 1999, the English High Court finally granted Lucan's family probate over his estate.
The whereabouts of Lord Lucan, who's been missing since the murder of his family's nanny 25 years ago, has long been an unsolved mystery. Now, officially at least, that mystery is set to rest. He has been officially declared dead.
Despite this declaration, 40 years after he vanished, we still don't know what happened to him. His disappearance prompted decades of speculation. The truth behind the Lucan case and the whereabouts of one of history's most famous murder suspects remains a mystery.
Lorcan Clancy reporting there on the story of Lord Lucan, who disappeared 40 years ago this month. And somebody texted to say, when Lady Lucan ran into the pub, dead nanny in the basement, where were the three children? Good question.